ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
The Mavs home out on the floor. West Memphis still getting some last-second instructions from the head coach, Marcus Brown. As we're getting ready to get this game tipped off, Matt Jones will be jumping center for the Bombers. I'm pretty sure it'll be Chris Moore trying to win the tip for West Memphis. We're about ready to get this game, this last game of the season, tipped off for the Mountain Home boys. Again, this is the only conference game going on tonight. Over elsewhere on the boys' side, well, that was last night. Marion beat Jonesboro 55-53. Green County Tech beat Paragould 53-40. And Searcy topped Nelson 73-60. All right, so ball is up in the air. The tip is won by West Memphis. They'll be moving left to right in this first half. Ball goes over on the right side with Horde. Up top to Moore. Over on the left side to Williams. Now ball goes up top to Sims. Over on the right side to Horde. Now up top to Sykes. Over on the left to Williams. Up top to Moore. Over on the right side to Horde. Horde's going to drill toward the free throw line. Now goes back up top. Throws over on the right side to Sykes. Down to Moore. Just outside the paint. He's going to go into the lane. Now kicks it out to Horde. His layup will not go. Offensive rebound for Sims. He puts it back up off the glass and in. And West Memphis size, strikes first. Tremaine Sims with his first 2 points of the night. Wyatt Gilbert into the front court. Mountain Home. Ball goes down to Adam Sorrell. He tries to throw it down a low block. Ball was knocked away and stolen by West Memphis. And back the other way. Mountain Home is going to be called for the foul with 7:02 left in the first quarter. Dawson Tabor picks up his first personal foul. That is the first team foul against the Bombers here in the first half. Ball goes to Chris Moore in the left corner. Now a ball is being moved around. Going up for the three-pointer is Kylan Sykes. No good. Offensive rebound for Sims. He goes back up with it. He gets the basket, and he's fouled. Tremaine Sims will be at the line for the old-fashioned three with 6:55 left in this opening period. I didn't see who they called the foul on. Okay, it was on Adam Sorrell. That is his first personal foul. Team foul number two against West Memphis. The free throw would not go, and Mountain Home gets the rebound. West Memphis up 4-0 early on. Wyatt Gilbert into the front court. West Memphis in a man-to-man. Gilbert being met by Sykes. Now gives it to Tabor. Ball goes over to Harris on the right side. Up top to Sorrell. Sorrell throw it to Tabor on the left. Down up top to Gilbert. Gilbert's going to drill down into the lane. Goes up for the jumper. Will not go. And the rebound's chased down by Chris Moore. Back comes West Memphis. Moore throws it in the front court to Williams. Williams going to pull up for the three on the right side. No good. Another offensive rebound for Sims. He kicks out to Moore. He's going to pull up at the jumper at the free throw line for the jumper. No good. And another rebound is being chased around and finally controlled by Sykes. He will kick it out to Horde. Horde's going to dribble down into the lane, or they're going to call a foul, I think, on the floor well before a shot attempt. That's already the third team foul against Mountain Home. 6:03 left in the first quarter as Matt Jones picks up his first personal foul. Inbound pass goes Chris Moore on the left side to Horde. Now in the left corner to Sykes. His three-pointer will not go. Wyatt Gilbert gets the rebound this time, and back comes Mountain Home. Less than 6 minutes left in this first quarter. A 4-0 West Memphis lead. Gilbert throws it on the right side to Harris. Back to Gilbert, who dribbles to the corner. Now Gilbert's being met by a double team. Kicks out to Tabor. Finds Harrison in the paint. Now down to Sorrell there in the lane. He's going to throw it back out to Jones. Jones has on the left side, gives it there to Harris. Harris going to drill toward the elbow, throws up top to Tabor. down to Jones in the paint. He's going to put up the hook shot. It rolls around and goes in. Matt Jones with his first 2 points of the night, and that cuts the margin in half. 4-2, West Memphis leading at 5:15 left in the first quarter. Williams into the front court for the Blue Devils, dribbling to the left side. Throws up top to Moore. Over on the right side to Horde. Back to Moore up top. Over on the left to Williams. Up top to Horde. Over to Moore on the left. Moore's going to pull it for the jumper. Just inside the three-point line. Good. Chris Moore with his first 2 points of the night. 6-2, West Memphis leading it. 4:50 left in the first quarter. Wyatt Gilbert across the timeline, dribbling to the right side. Gives it to Sorrell. There on the wing, up top to Tabor. Over to Gilbert on the left. And an alley-oop pass to Matt Jones. He gets the layup and draws contact. Matt Jones will go to the line for the old-fashioned three with 4:37 left in the first quarter. That foul is on Tremaine Sims, his first personal foul. First team foul against the Blue Devils. Davion Doolittle's checking into the game for West Memphis, replacing Tremaine Sims. Free throw for Jones will not go. West Memphis gets a rebound. 6-4, Blue Devils leading it. A little over 4.5 minutes left in the first quarter. Here's Williams across the timeline with it, dribbling up top. Throws over to Moore on the left side. Now up top to Horde. Bounce home in a man-to-man. Horde's going to drill down into the lane. Going in for the layup. Shot's blocked by Jones. Ball goes out of bounds. They're going to say last touch off the leg of a West Memphis player. I think it was Moore that it went off of. And it will be Mount Holmes basketball with 4:17 left in the first quarter. Bombers with a chance to tie it up or take the lead on this possession. As it is a 6-4 West Memphis lead. Gilbert gets it into the front court. Dribbling on the right side. And now he's going to be fouled from behind. Kylan Sykes picks up his first personal foul. Second team foul against the Blue Devils here in the first half. West Memphis brings in a sub. I believe it was Jalen Lewis who just checked in, replacing Kylan Sykes. Tabor with the ball on the right side, gives it there to Gilbert. Gilbert takes the screen. Now throws up top to Sorrell. Tries to throw it over to Harris on the left. Ball was knocked away by Williams. It goes out of bounds on the near sideline. And it will be Mount Holmes basketball with 3:48 left to play in the first quarter. Akiron Haisley checks into the game, replacing Emmanuel Horde for West Memphis. Haisley, a 6'3 senior. Here is Gilbert with on the left side. Gets there to Harris. Up top to Jones. Over to Gilbert on the right. Gilbert will drill down just inside the three-point line, pull up for the jumper, no good, and the rebound's controlled by Doolittle, and back comes West Memphis. Quickly, here is Haisley with it, throws it to Moore, who's going into the lane for the layup, no good, and Jones gets the rebound, back comes Mountain Home. Looks like Abe Crawford will check in for the Bombers at the next available time. 3:10 left in the first quarter. It is a 6-4 West Memphis lead. Gilbert drilling to the right side. Now goes back up top just inside the half-court line. Throws over to Jones on the left. Jones will take the screen, drill down into the lane. He's going to go in for the leaning jumper off the glass. No good, and a foul is going to be called on the rebound against Mountain Home, I believe. Yep. They're going to get Dawson Tabor with his second personal foul. That is the fourth team foul against the Bombers here in the second half, in the first half, excuse me. Abe Crawford checking in, replacing Dawson Tabor. Now Jake McGee's coming in from Mountain Home as Adam Sorrell will take a seat. Crawford, a 6-foot senior. McGee, a 6'1 junior. West Memphis with the ball, leading by two. Here is Lewis into the front court, dribbling to the right side. Now throws it up top to Moore over on the left side. Now ball goes down to Doolittle in the paint. He's going to put up the jumper. It's going to be tied up as the shot is blocked, and it will be Mount Holmes basketball on the possession arrow. Bombers get the ball back by two. 6-4 our score with 2:34 left in the first quarter. Gilbert into the front court. Throws over to Crawford on the right side. Crawford will give it up top to Jones. Now to Harris. Down to McGee in the left corner. Now out to Gilbert. Down to Jones on the low block. He's going to put up the leaning jumper. Off the glass and in. Matt Jones with all six of Mount Holmes points. That's our first tie this evening. We're knotted up at six with a little over 2 minutes left in this first quarter. Lewis across timeline, dribbling to the right side. Throws up top to Moore. Moore will give it to Hazley. Now ball goes. He tried to throw it down to Doolittle. Pass was over his head. It goes out of bounds. That is West Memphis' first turnover of the night with 1:53 left in the opening period. By the way, Jamal Creighton checked in a little bit ago for West Memphis as well. Ball goes over to Gilbert on the left wing. Now Gilbert will dribble up to the top. Now over to the right side. Now down into the corner. Now out to the wing. Now finds Crawford near the top. Over on the left side to McGee. McGee's going to get some distance between him and his defender. Now ball goes over to Jones up top. Over to Harris on the right. Harris going to dribble down towards the paint. Now goes back out. Now throws up top to Crawford. Over to Gilbert on the left. Gilbert takes the screen. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good! Wyatt Gilbert, this first 3 points, our first lead change this evening. Mount Holmes up 9-6 with 1 minute left in the first quarter. Here's Lewis with it up top for the Blue Devils. Drills to the right side, throws up top to Moore. Now he'll give the ball up to Hazley. Back to Moore. Moore is going to dribble down into lane. Now he's going to pull up for the jumper just under the basket. Good. I think Josh Fulcher wanting a travel call on that sideline. He's not going to get it, though. It is Mount Holmes still with the lead, though, 9-8 with 35 seconds left in the first quarter. Ball goes over to Crawford on the left wing. Now he'll give it up top to Jones. Back to Crawford, 25 seconds left of the quarter. Mount Holmes, I think, is going to hold for the last shot of the period. Now ball goes up top to Gilbert, 15 seconds left. He has it just inside the half-court line. Gilbert dribbles to the left side, gives it there to Harris. Down to 10 seconds. Harris dribbles up to the top. Finds McGee on the left side. McGee's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Shot was blocked by Moore. Goes out of bounds on the near sideline. And it will be wet Mount Holmes basketball with 5.1 seconds left in the first quarter. Xavier Warren is going to check into the game for West Memphis, replacing Davion Doolittle. Warren, a 6'5 senior. Harris will inbound the ball on the near sideline. Was going to try an alley-oop pass, but Creighton was there to knock it away. And it's going to go out of bounds on the baseline this time, and Mount Holmes will inbound once again. That took about actually 0.2 of a second off the clock. Harris looking inbound once again. Tries to throw it into Jones. Ball was knocked away and stolen by West Memphis. Creighton's going to try a three at the buzzer. It will not go, and we've reached the end of the first quarter. Our first 8 minutes are in the books. It is Mountain Home leading West Memphis 9-8. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Most banks talk about services by grouping them into two categories, business or personal. At Farmers and Merchants Bank, we're a little different. Sure, we have deposit accounts specifically for business and specifically for personal use, and we have loans for individuals and loans for business and agriculture, loans for homes and loans for commercial properties. But we understand that when it comes to the business of your finances, it's really all personal. That's why we call it me banking. Let us show you what we mean at any of our Farmers and Merchants Bank locations. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.